Vanessa, thank you. We're here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, experts in slip and fall compensation claims. This is the part of the show where you get to have your say. Give us a text on 0457 736 736 or pick up the phone and call us on the McDonald Jones open line. The number is 1300 01 1170. Open line thanks to McDonald Jones. Save thousands on your dream home with McDonald Jones birthday sale, which is on right now, Andrew.
Yeah, now, Brandy, got a beauty from Victor Radley. Yeah, it's hard not to like Victor. I know he's had some judiciary issues along the way, but it's hard not to like the character that he is. Now, this week we've been talking about Penrith got thrown under the bus, arrogant and all of that, and Barra can't play, rivalry, hates, all these sort of things, disrespectful. Victor Radley, the reason he's playing for England is supporting his dad. Now, his dad was born in Sheffield. Now, up in Sheffield, and James Whaling, we've had on this program before, British reporter, works for the Daily Mirror. He's sent me through this story. So they said, this is a beauty. So in Sheffield, you have Sheffield United and Sheffield Wednesday, the two football clubs. Now, that's a rivalry. If you're a Wednesday supporter, you hate United. If you're a United fan, you hate Sheffield Wednesday. So there's none of that. You know, that's tribalism at its best.
It's black and white.
This sums it up. Yeah, so Victor Radley said, after started training with his England colleagues today, he was asked about his dad, you know, that he and his dad is coming over. He's going to go watch him play Greece, England v Greece, at Brummell Lane on October 29. But you see, Brummell Lane is actually the home ground of Sheffield United. Ooh. Remember, Victor's dad is a Sheffield Wednesday fan. So he's got to go to United's home ground. So Victor said, this is the quote. This is a great quote. He's a Sheffield Wednesday fan, but it's at Sheffield United. So he says he's not going to do a shit for 3 days before he gets there. Now, that's end of quote. That's Victor Radley talking to English press for the first time. Can you imagine the bloke, you know, riding there? He's got the cravat on. He's, oh, yes. What? He's not going to do a poop for 3 days before he gets to Sheffield United. So I assume, so when he gets there, to unload at the home ground of Sheffield United. What a beautiful turn of phrase, Victor. How can you not love that? It's an amazing quote. So there's rivalry for you, folks. Don't give me that there's any drama with it at all. That's Victor Radley. Let's go to the text line.
Wow. This one from Andrew, he says, Munster at centre for the Kangaroos is a story doing the rounds after Mel's press conference. Did Mel mention, well, he said Daly Cherry Evans had played 5'8". PNG side that didn't have anyone in it. They had none of their stars. It was a Queensland Cup PNG side against the PM's 13. Daly Cherry Evans had a run in the halves.
Yeah. The starting centres are Mitchell and Valentine Holmes. Lock it in.
Absolutely.
Like, there'd have to be injury for that not to be the centre pairing for Australia.
Yep. And
that's the best centre pairing that Australia could put on out of the squad they've picked.
And the backup centres are Campbell Graham, Matt Burton, Jack White.
Yep.
They can all play centre.
Can all do it.
So,
yeah.
Munster won't be playing centre. And Daly Cherry Evans won't be playing 5'8".
No.
And
based on the draw, and a lot of our listeners probably haven't got their head around the draw I'm heading over, and of course we'll have all first-hand reports, Australia playing Fiji, Fiji looms as the toughest of the pool games. So I believe our best side, that's the giveaway. Very first game, Brandy, that we know trialling for positions. Mal's got his top side in his head. That will be the side running out at Headingley for the first game for the campaign against Fiji. Because then they play Italy and Scotland, and I don't think they hold the same regard. Yeah, for those two teams,
matter who
with the greatest
play.
Of respect.
Yeah, well, with the greatest of respect, yes. But that's how all touring sides, whenever a touring side lobs in England, a Kangaroo tour, it is always your best team out in the field for the first game. Now, normally the first game on the Kangaroo tours, Vossie, we used to play Wigan.
Central Park was always at Wigan,
at Central Park.
Fourth test.
Absolutely full. It was magnificent.
Good.
It was just what a thrill. What a thrill to be at Central Park when it was packed.
So all those other players, so like when you say, again, with respect, Campbell Graham, they will play Italy. There will be players on this tour who only get one game, and that will be Australia v Italy. Which will have Cooper Johns playing. Cooper Johns.
Yep. He was a
confirmed yesterday.
I think they had training yesterday. It was around our place yesterday, Coop, talking about it. So, seemingly so. But you're right. They will hit the ground running with their best team, and that's where we'll know all those positions that are up in the air, particularly the halves, Cherry Evans and Nathan Cleary.
It's a big call, though. It is still a big call. The Queensland Origin captain from the winning series this year and Nathan Cleary. This one from Phil the Dragon. Hi, boys. Cricket Australia should second Graham Annesley. Second Graham Annesley this morning to put a spin on that DRS decision. Laugh out loud. That would be great. Graham Annesley. Graham, just need your help, mate. Just need a little bit of advice, like in a consultancy base. Or Luke Patton. Luke Patton would be good. Remember that week we had the pressure, the separation, the whole thing, that would be good. Put a bit of spin on it. Just chuck one of the leaguey boys out there to explain.
You could run a little highlights package of the Graham Annesley season, couldn't you? And
You played at Guantanamo Bay for terrorist suspects, I think. I don't know, bad ask the wider audience.
The signing of Hamiso to the Dolphins. Hammer really needs someone to set him up to be effective. He's blistering pace in the clear, but not the footy IQ, feel for the game or the deft passing of Drinkwater. No, that is true. He hasn't got a passing game, but I think his footy IQ is okay. He's just, he's a runner of the ball. That makes him. He's a terrific runner of the ball, but he wasn't what the Cowboys needed, and Drinkwater's certainly provided that.
They've got Edric Lee as well. It's quite entertaining. A couple of potential really good entertainers there for the Dolphins. First up, Edric Lee on the wing, Hamiso, Tabuai, Fido. You've got to be pretty happy about those two in your back line, I would have thought. Morning, fellas. No need to start a GoFundMe page for Maddo. I'll pay him for him to sit out the season, says Steve. Oh, boy.
Steve, I'm assuming that's Steve of Dubbo. Steve is a tragic Para fan. Yeah, if you weren't in the good books with your fans to start with, and then you're saying, no, I'm going to sit out three games instead of paying a $4,000 fine, well, that tips you over the edge. Going to be cold as a witch's... Yes,
that's an old saying.
Over there, Vossie. That's
an old saying, yes, which is good. Thank you. Thank you for that. Anyway, it's getting acclimatised right now with the weather here. I mean, I can't imagine it's going to be any worse than what we're going through as far as rain is concerned. Maybe Ryan Madison is referring to Dylan Edwards backing himself into the crusher tackle. Maybe Madison wants Edwards to split the bill $2,000 each for his role in the tackle. I will say this in defence of the Madison incident. It barely raised an eyelid. Eyebrow. I've done a bit of your lies there. But an eyelid, I was half asleep. Even Kevin Walter's eyebrows had no reaction to this.
No, it wasn't much.
Whoopi Goldberg's nothing.
He was unfortunate because Dylan was running backwards at the time. And you're trying to stop someone's momentum as they've spun around, and a lot of players do gain extra metres going backwards. Sometimes it's unavoidable. That one might have been, but I don't think he's fighting it and winning. Nowhere to go. No downgrade. It's grade one.
Right. And it's only because of priors that he's ended up where he is. But then this whole finals thing that you get the option when it's a grand final, the next match isn't a final. I don't understand that logic at all. Doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. Martin says, Ryan Madison is a little different, but what do you think of the crusher tackle? He was a little unlucky. I think there are plenty of times when the attacking player turns his back on the defender and they just happen. This often looks like a crusher tackle, but what can the defender do in that situation? Once the attacking player holds his neck, the inevitable penalty and charge follow. That's true too. You see players just grab their neck. I've seen players grab their neck when there's been no hint of a crusher.
Yeah, but hang on a sec. Was it even a penalty in the game? I don't know. I don't think it was. I don't think it was a penalty.
I think it was.
Oh, do you think it was? Okay. I think it was. You're going to lock that in?
No.
Yeah. All right, Michelle Bishop's coming up. Signing news in the NRL. She's got the latest on the Manly story, and Nick Kyrgios is causing a stir again. Michelle Bishop all over it. She's back on it. Don't know where she was yesterday. No idea. But with a sports update coming up at 18 minutes to 7.